All right, welcome to the OFX podcast. I'm Dave Claxton. Along with me, as always, is our gym jet setting jumper, Bethany McChesney. I was at a bit of a loss today. We were kind of spur of the moment today. We weren't sure this was going to happen. But hey, I saw, so you're drinking an athletic brew. I saw that.
I got one. The Free
Freeway.
Wave. This is my favorite.
However, I'm drinking water right now because it's in the afternoon and I still feel kind of weird even drinking non-alcoholic beer in the afternoon on a day when I.
Just feels wrong.
It does. I don't know why, but it does. It's like I think you can drive drinking them, but
See, that feels weird to me still too.
yeah, totally. And being as a guy who grew up kind of in the sticks, the only time you really should be legally allowed to drive is with drinking is in a trailer park, and I don't know why that's just acceptable, but it is. But don't get mad at me. I lived in a trailer park. That's just the way it was. But yeah, it still feels weird. It feels really weird. Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. So yeah, we're going to be pretty quick today. But I wanted to talk because last episode we went through and we did all the review and everything like that. And perfectly honest, we could have went on like longer. But I wanted to talk about some of the stuff, one, that is coming up this year. And two, what we're excited about and what our goals are and things along that lines. So, I mean, like, if we were to start out, yeah, let's start out with, well, I can say this. We'll start out a little bit with Spartan Canada. All right. We're going to start with Spartan Canada. Now, I was told I can say this. So, Spartan Canada, we are going to have the Elite Series. And just like in the States, we're going to have a Sprint, a Super, and a Beast. I'll be honest, I can't remember what venue is getting which, but it will be Kelowna, Red Deer, and Tremblant.
Okay, so May, July, and Kelowna's August, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, but I don't know which one's a Super, which one's a Sprint, the Beast. If I was to guess, I'd probably say Red Deer would be the Sprint.
Yeah.
Beast and Kelowna, Tremblant, Super.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I think, yeah, Kelowna I can definitely see being the Beast. It's such a big mountain.
Yeah. And I think Red Deer being the smaller venue makes sense to have the Sprint there. So that
Yeah.
pitcher keeper in Tremblant. And Kelowna being the last one, they seem to like to finish with the Beast as well. So, and as we said, like in the all three races, you're still on board with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I was told, this is not public yet, but it is going to be, there will be no cash prizes at each individual race. However, for the top three winners or podium finishers of the overall series, there will be cash prize. So there will be 5,000 for the winner, 2,500 for second, and 15 for third. And we're going to take away all our Spartan jokes about if they pay you or not pay you. Let's put that on the back burner for now. But you having kind of competed in this more and probably more aware of the money than I ever was. Is that normal for a Canadian series, or is that high, or where does that fit? Because that seems like, for a Canadian series, that seems like quite a bit to me.
Yeah, it does. I mean, what year was it? 2019, when they were putting out like decent money for each of the series races.
That's the year Aaron Newell came up for it.
What's that?
That's the year Aaron Newell came up for it.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah and Ariel went to all of them. Yeah, like that was really good money, and I had made racing decisions on that amount of money. But yeah, that's pretty high, I think, for Canadian series. I mean, but to not pay out for the individual races is kind of a bummer though, because then, I mean, people have to do all three with the hopes that they're gonna then get place in the series overall. So, I mean, I think they should probably give a little bit for each of the races.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see, like even before, like a 500 or some kind of, as we talked many times, free race, anything, something,
Yeah.
something at all. It really, to me, and I'll put it out, and I'm not even thinking of a specific person, but I think somebody who is an Alberta-based athlete will win.
Because
Because,
it's just easier travel.
well, yeah. Like, if, for example, if you're in Calgary, it's 90 minutes to drive to Red Deer. Probably, I'm going to say less than 8 hours to drive to Kelowna. And then you get to take your one flight to Tromblanc. So I'm like, that would probably make more sense because somebody out here is going to have to take two flights out there. And we
And
do
then
know.
a very long drive to Tromblanc.
Yeah, in a very long time. But we know that Kelowna is not easiest to fly into either.
No, it's not. Yeah.
So yeah, Calgary-based athletes. Maybe bring Ariel out of retirement.
Yeah, might be some incentive for or a Mick.
Yeah, well, Mick is in Winnipeg though, so he's gonna fly to every one of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But it would.
Well, like for us, Tremblant's a 12-hour drive for me, and that's the closest.
It's
I'd have
12.
to fly. Yeah, it's 12 hours to Tremblant.
See, I think I can really, I guess 10, would it be that much for me? Right. All right, whatever. I'll buy it. I thought it was over. I thought it was closer to 8. But anyway.
No.
Yeah, so that I mean, but you know what? I'm happy there's a series again. I'm happy this puts at least a little shine on the elite. And here's the thing. If some of the people that we consistently see there, like say a Mick and Austin Azar and Ariel, yourself, like there's been like a changing of the guard that it opens some doors for some people who maybe, you know, have a chance to eventually win a little cash out of it. I've talked to a couple people and I don't know who's buying in yet, who's not, but like, I would think if I was somebody who was like, oh God, I'll turn into Jacket. Labeled for this, but like a, you know, the second tier or the B team or whatever, I'd be like, this is my shot. I'm gonna go
Yeah,
for this.
or an up and comer.
Yeah, or an up and comer. Yeah, absolutely. And it's not limited to Canadians, right? People could come up from down south and jump in and give it a shot. So that'd be good. Now, I said I wanted to talk kind of like, but what do you think the overall state of Spartan and OCR in Canada is right now for 2024?
Yeah, well, just based on the last few Spartan races that I've attended in Canada, it seems like the open wave is doing much better. It's alive and well, and new people are coming out to try Spartan racing. But I do find though that the elite side, and not even the age group, but the elite side is definitely dwindling. Some of it's lack of prize money, not paying out prize money when it was due, and so the top end is definitely lacking in the OCR scene. I know a lot of Spartan races in the south though are not seeing the numbers that they used to. They maybe haven't recovered, but I do find in Canada we are seeing a lot more of those open waivers and first time athletes. So, and I mean maybe Spartan's kind of coming back up again from the grassroots and getting more people trying it out for the first time, and then yeah, those the age groupers, if we could maybe get them up there and moving more into the elite side. And I mean, I know it's different this year now with the competitive heats instead of elite and age group, which should hopefully kind of merge those two a bit too. And people aren't deciding elite age group kind of stuff, which should help a little bit on the elite side of things. So, but yeah, the numbers are up, but the elite side is down.
Well, it won't be as visible if it is, like you say, because they'll be merged together. But I'm not 100% sure if they're merged together for those series races or if they split them up for those series races. So it'll be
Yes,
difficult
this was
to see.
very confusing. I did see a big flow chart once, and it was still confusing to me.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It could change on a fly anyway, right? You never know. So I th
Yeah.
if I was running Spartan Canada, and I could see why if you had a giant elite field for these series races, why you would split it up. But I think considering we will not have that giant elite field, I would again just kind of try to prioritize who goes in that first wave, just like they're planning to do, and send that first wave and go from there. And
Yeah.
because otherwise I think you could end up with some smaller looking fields for their big series races, which would be nice to have a good visual on them.
Yeah.
So, and but other things is good in OCR. X-Men race. I was told they might be having four races this year.
Oh, really? This is up in Quebec.
Yeah. And from from reviews. I've never done an X-Men race because it just kind of happened when I was coming in. It just never happened for me. But I've heard good reviews, and I think that's great. That's a good sign. Of course, Extreme is still going. Dead End Race is still going out there. I mean, it's Quebec. X Warrior seems to be working out in the West Coast as well. So it seems to be still moving along quite well. I mean, you know, like you said, the open waves are good. I will say this, and I've heard a couple people say this to me, that Spartan needs to maybe get to a few different venues because, like, it's been the same venues for how many years now? And specifically,
Yeah, for quite a while.
I heard some people talk about Calabogie, like saying they could run that course blindfolded at this point. So, and I know that
Well,
even
and the Toronto Spartan too. Like,
Pinnacle.
there's just only so much you can do with it. So it is kind of the same course now, just muddier in different sections.
Well, even blue, like we love it, and I do want them to keep going back there, but when all of your places are rehashed, I would think you got to take those smaller ones at least and make them, and I hate to say it with Red Deer, but maybe it's time to move on from there too, right? Like,
Well, and Red Deer isn't exactly. I mean, people could go to Kelowna. It's so beautiful. Blue Mountain is a beautiful location, but like people
all
don't really
wrong.
go to Red Deer and they're like, this is such a beautiful location. I want to come back.
It's a good stairwell.
That's what
Very good
everybody talks about.
stairwell.
And
Yeah.
it's a flat and fast course, which for some athletes, they love that. But I mean, you don't typically want to keep coming back to a, and you run through horse stables, which is kind of fun. But
Yeah, and Mick could probably shoot us if we suggested they go somewhere else. I mean, that he owns that place. So anyway, I think it looks pretty good. There's lots going on. I do hope this is a turnaround year for the elite, and I hope they get some buy-in, and I hope that some of you fast buggers get out there and actually race. So it'll be good. So we'll jump to DECA because we know that pretty well. What do you think going on for the state? How is DECA looking, especially in Canada right now this year? And overall, is this going to be another upswing? Because last year was a big upswing. Is that going to keep going?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have some pretty ambitious DECA owners, affiliate owners, and who are very passionate about growing the sport. So I can see it definitely being bigger this year. And hopefully then we get another DECA fit here. And I've seen some more gyms opening up out west also. So yeah, I mean, I haven't seen many more new affiliates come onto the scene, but we do seem to have, we have a little bit of a like an area here in southern Ontario where DECA is doing really well. So I think that those the gyms here will continue to host some pretty good events and get some new athletes out.
And if it's any kind of sign, so a Farm Girl, we're putting on the first DECA Strong of the Year, and it's sold out. They're trying to add some more spots actually right now. And I don't know if you're aware when they say like it's sold out with the DECA process, it's a bit confusing, but you can only do so many spots, and then you got to request more spots. And I know you're familiar with it, but people listening might not be, and it can be a bit of a kerfuffle.
It's
So
always a process.
right now it's Spartan. There's always a process. So
Well,
right.
the thing is
Spots.
I think the misconception is like the affiliates who run it don't really have a whole lot of control in the back end side of things. Like, so all changes and stuff have to be like sent through. So the when you know something sells out, oh, just open more heats. Like, it's a bit of a process.
And it is, I mean, we've been in, like I've said, because we'll be working it. We're like, yeah, I'll stay as long as you want. Who cares? As long as people want to race, I'll stay. But I guess it's not that easy. So they're trying to open up more spots. And the big thing, what do you say? And the upswing is the teams. I haven't seen numbers, but I bet you there's more teams than individuals.
Well, and again, it's early year, and if for people just want to try it out, the teams is a little bit less intimidating, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's more fun. Really
Is
is.
more fun,
It
yeah.
really is. It's exciting. You maybe don't get the whole experience, I guess, but I don't know. I just, every team race for me has been the more fun than any of the individual ones I've done. Like the miles we've done together has always been awesome. It's always been a great time, no matter where we go wrong.
Yeah.
There's always seemingly something,
Yeah.
but they've all been a blast. They've been fantastic. And for me, like I said, I look forward to a lot of team races this year. Yeah, so that's going good. But also in the hybrid scene, again, RX1 is doing their thing again. Looks like they have another season going through, tons of races. It's if you've never checked it out, it's definitely worth it. Different from your Deca and your Hyrox, you're gonna have a multiple levels and a little more of a CrossFitty feel, you know, lots of barbell stuff, things like that. But still a great brand in out in Quebec. So get a chance to go out and support that, and hopefully we'll get a little more information this year. We'll try to follow the pro scene of RX1 a little bit more, so you get a few more names that you'll get to hear more often and stuff like that. So they look like they're good to go. Hyrox, how do you feel about Canadian Hyrox, especially? You can talk Hyrox in general, but the Canadian Hyrox starting out, or the groundswell that we're hearing for it.
I mean, it's exciting. I love Hyrox. I'm excited for events coming here. Even our little the mini half Hyrox that we did was a blast. I really like also being able to give my clients an option of a different race, because it's just kind of been all DECA that we've had for the last year. And it's such a specific race too. It's the exact same thing all the time. So even training for it can be a bit monotonous. So throwing something else in there that's a bit different is really good, I think, in general for motivation, to give people something else to think about. So I feel like Hyrox is on an upswing right now in Canada, and especially in Ontario. I've seen another affiliate that's doing quite well then up in the Montreal area, and they hosted a mini Hyrox as well, a half Hyrox. So yeah, I mean, it's different again because the gyms aren't hosting the like full Hyrox, but they seem to be doing well with their like their mini events still around it.
And I think a lot of gyms are buying into, I think, like, if I'm not mistaken, believe it or not, I think there's like 10 Canadian affiliate gyms.
Oh wow.
Something in that neck of the woods. And we maybe don't hear about it as much because, like I said, that they don't do the events per se, so you don't hear about it as much. But that's what I mean by a groundswell. There are more gyms coming. There's more people traveling to go to events. There's definitely a buzz, right? Like it's growing, that groundswell. So I look forward to that. I mean, we hear rumors of events coming, and hopefully it happens. No official announcements yet, but hopefully they're on their way. And if they're on their way, we will be there. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's interesting for me. So, and this, I want to, because I might go a little bit off topic. So I see yourself, right? And you were much more made for DECA and have quite proven that in a lot of success.
Yeah.
But yet you're very excited about Hyrox, and it's really not as suited to you. So what makes you so drawn to it? Like what makes you want to jump in there?
Well, I think just the challenge of something that is very outside of my comfort zone as far as how heavy it is. But that's really just the pro weight Hyrox. Like if I went down to the open weights, I think it would be super suited to me. If I could get my machines up there with some of the better girls as well. So it's the challenge. Like I'm really drawn to the things that I'm not good at and I want to get better at.
Have you ever done just a straight open? Like, I know you've done a relay, so that's,
No.
and that in the relays, women's pro weights, right? Or it has been. I
Oh,
should,
like for the mixed
yeah,
relay.
the mixed relay, yeah.
Yeah, it's women's pro weight.
Okay. So have you ever done any of the women's open weights?
No.
Yeah.
Probably should have started with
Well, I don't know.
it.
I don't know about that. I see jumping, diving headfirst.
Yeah.
Would you consider, like, and I'm trying, and this question's been asked a lot. So, do you consider the Open Hyrox as prestigious as a pro? And I think that's the biggest problem, is they named them wrong.
Yeah, I guess when I first looked into Hyrox, it was like it was kind of in my head, if you're a competitive athlete, you race pro. And then the people kind of trying it race open. because, and that maybe it's because I come from Spartan, where open means the masses, and like, you know, and I don't even know if I thought at the time when I signed up that there was even like there's podiums in open. So I think maybe, yeah, I think if the verbiage around it was different, like open to me just means the masses,
I think,
like with Spartan.
yeah, I get, and a pro means pro. I mean, yeah, it's.
Yeah, if you're competitive as an athlete, you race pro. Like like you've said before, I think if they called it Hyrox Heavy and Hyrox Light, I might have
Or
been more.
even speed, Hyrox Heavy and Hyrox Speed or something like that, because to be
Yeah, I might have been more
positive.
inclined to race the lighter weights. I probably would have.
Yeah, I think, and to do it, I would have even made a bigger, I would have made the Hyrox, if we called it Hyrox Heavy, I would have made it even heavier.
Yeah.
You know, and had it so that, like, okay, yes, you need to be a runner, but you really need to be strong. You know,
Yeah.
that it's really going to take it out of you. And then the other side, make it, yeah, you need to be strong, but you really need to be fast. You know, so that
Yeah.
there is that differentiate. Why were they not talking to me before? I solved another problem. I fixed it.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be great. I, in HYROX, and this is kind of spurred by DECA. In DECA, we have some people that are actually focusing on teams, on relays. And specifically, I'm thinking of Marissa Pope and Keaton Billings are one that really are at the forefront of that. And by the way, hoping to talk to them soon. Do you think HYROX will get the same? Do you think eventually you'll, like, I know doubles is one of the, is probably where they make their most money, right? Because they get a lot of doubles interest. But do you think you'll ever see, say, a high-end athlete focusing on the doubles as opposed to just individual? And will it ever become a case where two people focusing on doubles can be more than the sum of their parts are in individual? You know what I mean? So say two people who would maybe only be grazing the top 15 in individual could succeed higher in the doubles.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have doubles records, and we have a lot of the elites that, you know, go for these records. And I think the thing with the Hyrox doubles too is a lot of the work is very much shared. Like it's quite a different race than the DECA doubles, where everything
Oh,
is
yeah.
relay based. So I think when you're training also for the DECA doubles, you're still putting in. Like you're kind of you both have to train for the exact same things. Like you both have to be able to run 8K fast, and you have to be able to do all the stations, because I can't imagine there would be a situation where someone would want to do an entire station on their own, except maybe wall balls at the very end or something. But I mean, you might as well share the work. But yeah, so I think the Hyrox doubles is probably more enjoyable to train for entirely just the team.
I know I enjoyed it. But I enjoyed pretty much relays and doubles of any kind. But yeah, I think, and I'd love to see more relays and doubles set up so that they are meant for a team to excel as opposed to two individual. I'm trying to figure out a way to get more and more and more teamwork in it. I hope we get more coverage and more publicity for the doubles. That's something I'd like to see this year out of HYROX, is a little more spotlight put on the doubles, because it, again, from a viewing perspective, I find it more exciting to watch the HYROX doubles than the individual. You just got more going on. It's faster. It's, you know, done in less time. I know they've upped, so now they're using the pro weights for the men and the women doubles. So I would let see again, to be the two different should be pro weights. Anyway, I would like to see more coverage of it, more. Put it out there more, because it is huge for HYROX. It's massive for them. Like, financially, I'm pretty sure that if they had to keep one, they'd be smart to keep the doubles because they make more money at it. But
Yeah.
yeah, I
Well,
would
and I
love to
think
see.
they've definitely showed coverage of the doubles when there's some big names in it.
Yes, but I don't think they showed coverage of it from Worlds, and that's what I'd like to see this year. Is I'd like to see coverage of the Worlds. Right now, they don't have the. I get ad coverage over at the majors, but I think to set it up for proper coverage at Worlds would be very exciting. And I think that would be something I'd like to see. So straight out, and again, we don't have a ton of time to say goals. Bethany goals for
We
2024.
missed one race series, actually, which I just saw.
Oh, what's that? Sorry.
Savage.
Shit. Savage.
Huh.
Yeah, and oh yeah, so lay it out there, but Savage with some changes.
Yeah, big changes actually. This year they have a 3 race point series, and there are two are in September, one is in November. So if you're a Savage athlete, you can do other things until the fall.
Yeah, the only thing I question about that, so some people don't like that they've gone back to three races. I think it's spectacular because I think we both said last year five was too many.
Yeah.
And yes, you make less money, I get it, but five is too many. But I would have made it in the fall, or sorry, in the spring, because everything's so busy in the fall. There's more competition
And
and
championships.
championships. If they had done theirs through the spring, they would have had a monopoly on that competitive market and really would have got all the attention and shined a really big spotlight on it. Like if they started after High Rocks in May and went there, I think they would have got way more attention and way more buy-in from the elites, because these elites would be like, hey, we got nothing else going on right now. Let's go hammer out a few Savage races and go from there. But again, prize money I think is a little bit down.
I didn't look too closely.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit down, and I mean that's okay. We all know Savage is smaller deal. But the fact is they are still having prize money, which is great, and it will be at each event and for the series winner. So that'll be good. But I still a great series, great racing, great
Yeah.
obstacles. Or do you think you'll get down for one?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I
They're
don't.
like Florida and Georgia.
Yeah, well, there's I think they come to Ohio and Pennsylvania too, right?
Yeah, no, like you mean not the
Not the
regular.
series, just a Savage event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I would like to, but I still would rather do the Blitz, and they, but I also want to run competitive, and they don't do the Blitz competitive except for the one race in Florida, which still irks me a bit. Don't have to give any prize money, just make it a competitive race. But yeah. All right. Did I miss any other ones? Any other the big ones?
No, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know where OCRWC is yet.
No, we don't know where that is. And did you? It's going to be a mammoth. They haven't said it, but
Yeah.
it's going to be a mammoth. I'm pretty, I would say 80% certain.
Well, they said California.
Yeah,
So
California.
assuming, yeah.
Yeah, knowing Spartan, they usually sign multiple year deals at places. Did you happen to check out Athics?
We check out what?
Yeah, see, you thought I screwed up there. It's
Yeah.
Athics, ATHX. So it was over in the UK. And they actually had a lot of high-level CrossFitters over there. And it was three. So it was a multi-test fitness event, not a Goofy Games. Honestly, it was very, it very much reminded me of High Rocks, or High Rocks of CrossFit. So they had, and I'll try my best to lay out some of the events, but they had an endurance portion of it, which you did as a team, as a partners, and it was like 5K on the assault rower or assault runner, and then I think it was 2K on the rower, 1K on the skier, 2K on the bike, so, or 3K on the bike, something along. Maybe it was 1K ski, 2K row, 3K bike, something along that lines. And there was two of you, and you had to get it all done in 25 minutes. But you could do two things at once, right? So,
Oh,
for
okay.
example, we could have went. You could have been on the runner. I could have been rowing. And then we could switch however we want. So that was the endurance portion. Then there was like mandatory rest in between. And then there was a lifting portion, which was, I think, was like a 10 rep max of some different lifting. I can't quite remember. And then there was a Metcon version as well, where it was like a lot of running back and forth with a heavy slam ball and some box over burpees and things like that. So kind of fun, kind of interesting. I don't know. Again, the problem I have is, not that I don't like it. I think it's cool. I think it's great. And they brought over a ton of CrossFitters. Like we had, like Vellner was there, Emma Lawson was there, Brent Farkowski was there, all our big Canadian guns. Jack Farlow was over there. Had a lot of big guns over there. And I really, really liked it, but I don't see how it differentiates from CrossFit. And that was my only thing. Now they do say, and this is kind of the interesting thing about Athens, is it was that event was the same all year. And next year they're going to change it, make the events different, which I think is will keep it interesting. And I'm not against that. I kind of like it. I mean, I don't, as an
So
option.
then you know exactly what you're training for.
And there'll be multiple competitions. So for the year, like you can go and you can do the one, and then you know the one that near later on at the finals or whatever is going to be the same. And it seemed like the UK was buying in pretty good to it. So, and they apparently want to expand. So it is very interesting.
So that's another race organization with
Yeah.
multiple. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's called Athics, ATHX. Check it out. I think it was Barbell Spin and Matt B. Davis combined together and did some coverage of it. So if you look on Barbell Spin's YouTube channel, you can go back and you can see it. And if you want to hear more about it, that people who actually know more about it, I'm going to learn a bit more, but who want to know learn more about it, UKHXR or the Fitness Racing Podcast over in the UK, he's got a lot of information on it. He does a good job educating us on it. So that was the other one I want to talk about. In fact, so yeah, personal goals for 2024.
Yeah, I don't actually, I haven't laid things out yet this year.
Yet. Oh, that is unlike you.
I know, but I've just been so focused on the gym right now that that's kind of been my bigger priority.
That counts as a goal.
What's that?
That counts as a goal.
Yeah, that is my goal, like, is to grow my gym. But yeah, I want to do a mountain race this year, so I think we are going to go to the Vail Games, the Vail Gap Mountain Games.
Nice.
And so we'll do, there's a couple races there in one weekend that we can take part in. Yeah, and then I mean it's still going to be DECA and HYROX focused, so I know those are kind of two completely opposite things, but realistically, when I'm training for a mountain race, it's just running around my small town anyway. So it's all the same thing. And then I'll go over to the tiny little ski hill about 20 minutes
You
away
go up
and
and
do
down.
like 30 reps of it up and down for 2 hours. And that's how I train. So I mean it translates very well to hybrid racing anyways. So yeah, the big focus is still gonna be DECA and HYROX. And then when we know better where the DECA World Championships are and when they are, then that will still probably be my goal. It just makes the most logical sense. It's the easiest to manage. I don't think I'll be chasing the Spartan series. Like those three races are the three actually that are the most difficult for me to get to. So I probably will not make that happen unless, I don't know, something crazy happens in my life. So yeah, and I've been to all three, and yeah, I've kind of like, yeah, I've been there. They're all very hard to get to, except Red Deer, which I mean, I've been there once, so
It is
it
still.
was actually the one I haven't raced, which I think I would have enjoyed racing the most.
We raced and you lost.
I whatever. I call it
Video, I
violation.
crossed the line first. I won. I think that was, I don't know. I don't know how many wins I have over you, but it is getting to be a lot. But it might have been the most resounding.
Oh boy.
So I'll just ask you a few specific. Okay, I assume you and Heather are heading back to or planning to head back to Worlds. Yeah, are you going to hit all three this time? That I know that that's something you guys got to figure out if you can even get a qualifier in.
Yeah, we got to figure out if we can get a qualifying. I think it would be super fun to do that though.
I think so too. But
I'm a bit more right now about like doing things that really excite me and that I enjoy.
yeah. So,
Yeah. And I think it would be a blast to do all three with Heather.
oh
As long
yeah.
as she picks me in her strong team, because I feel like I'm a super weak link in that one, but
I don't necessarily agree. Like, I think, okay, so if I, here's the thing. I feel in the strong, Heather and I are fairly interchangeable, right? We're fairly similar on times for almost everything. And even our overall time is pretty close. So yours and my time would have been podium time at Worlds for the women's wave. Way to go, me. So yeah, I mean, you complement each other just like you do in the other races. So I think still, yeah, it would still be good
That
because
would
some
be
of them,
fun.
it would be interesting. It'd be entertaining, and
Yeah.
that would be nice to see you guys again. I like team focus. I'd like to see you guys run straight through the gauntlet there. It'd be very exciting, and I
Yeah.
would definitely not have a voice by the end of it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't have as many goals. They are probably more DECA focused, as well as they were last year, but I want to get back in the age group strong again, which I think I probably already have a qualifying time for that. So it's a little less stressful than last year getting ready for that one. So now everything should be just bonus till I get there. Want to make worlds with my new strong partner. The wife, art department, hopefully going to make an age group strong appearance. That would be really nice. And our sim time was pretty good. Our sim time wasn't bad. I think we're lining up all right. And then beyond that, I don't know. I like there's a couple other races that I haven't finalized exactly with partners yet, but I would like to find my way on an age group podium at Worlds this year.
Good for
Maybe
you.
that's, you know, I mean, it's by far not a guarantee. Probably not even odds are in my favor for this one. But yeah, I'm gonna shoot for it and see what we can get. Then beyond that, I want to do again. Ryan and I want to do a Hyrox doubles together. Just fun, love doing that.
Yeah.
We maybe we'll be a little more competitive when we hit that 50 marker, which is, that's not far off for us. That's like not this year, but next. So closer than far away. But get ready for that. And I will be at RX1 this year. I don't know if I'll make all the events, but I'll be at them. And I do want to get in an OCR somewhere. I just don't know what and where. I'll be at Blue as well. I'll do more coverage, maybe run open over there as well. And maybe, who knows, you never know. I end up at some other things doing some coverage here and there. But yeah, I do want to make an OCR of that. And I want to jump in a ninja competition or two this year again. I want to get back in. Yeah, it's been a while. I've heard that the Masters division in my area here has picked up a little bit. I used to go and it would be like me and maybe another guy whose kid was going. And it, you know, honestly, like, and it was pretty easy for me for most of it. I'm not trying to be a cocky jerk. It just, there would just was nobody doing it. Right. I was kind of on an island on my own. Every now and again, I'd get a couple of guys from Quebec come and then we'd have a great time. It was awesome. But now, from what I'm hearing, is there's a few, maybe like a group of five Masters gentlemen that are having some good battles. I'm like, oh, well, that sounds fun. I'd like to get in on that. That would be a much better time. And the sport has evolved a lot, and it's probably passed me in a lot of spots. So we'll see if I can. So, yeah, that's one for this year. I'm excited. I want to do some have a lot of fun. But the DECA is definitely the big one. So let us know where the hell and when Worlds are, so we can prepare.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, and maybe that's part of it too for me is like there's a lot of things just even that haven't even been said. So.
Yeah, there's a lot. They don't seem to be announcing it as fast. Like, I don't know, maybe like
I know.
more information quickly so we can be completely ready. But yeah, so that's kind of the look ahead at 2024. Big thing I'm excited about is age group teams. You are totally not. That's fine. Whatever. Be that way.
That's
It's been a lot
fine.
of fun. But and we look forward to your new gym, which you know you never promote your gym here. You like you don't even you can say the name, like where it's at.
Well, there will be more announcing soon. We're in a little bit of a hiccup situation right now because, as always happens, I find, especially, I don't know, maybe every small business owner goes through this, but we have another gym filing a non-compete. So
Oh,
we
God.
are dealing a little bit of some legal stuff right now. So
All right.
hopefully
Well,
that
that's
goes
no
away.
fun.
No.
But yeah, I'm sure the one of those you just got to get through it, but you'll get there and it'll be fine at the end.
Hopefully.
All right. All right, everybody, thanks. And Beth, you want to wind us out, I guess?
Sure, yeah. So that was a little bit about our 2024. We're looking forward to this year, of course, as always. And so good luck to everybody else with their year and all your goals for this year. We hope that you achieve them and you keep working hard out there.